Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group, you can visit our website at friendsofkevin.com. So excited to get my friend Paige with us. Paige is a realtor. We're going to talk a little bit about the real estate market today. Good morning, Paige. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you taking the time. So, Paige, just give me a little overview of the housing market right now. What's going on? Is it a seller's market, a buyer's market? What's happening?
So right now it's absolutely a seller's market. We have a lack of inventory. We have less than 4 weeks of inventory supply on the market. And what that means is if nothing else got listed in the next 4 weeks, there would be absolutely nothing to sell in Massachusetts. So in a normal,
wow,
healthy market, we have about a three-month supply of inventory. And right now we're less than 4 weeks. So it's historically low.
So, Paige, I was reading the news the other day, and if I read the article right, housing prices are still going up at this time, which I guess kind of surprised me because you think with everything going on, that wouldn't be true. The price is still going up?
They absolutely are. There's no sign that the market's going to crash right now. And why that is because we have a lack of inventory on the market. It's impossible for the market to crash with the lack of inventory. When you see a shift in the market, that's when inventory gets too high. There's too many houses on the market, not enough buyers, and that's when prices start to fall. So right now we have the absolute opposite. We have too many buyers looking and not enough sellers wanting to sell. So the only way it's going to crash is when we see an abundance of inventory, which we're not even close to.
It's
so
really
there's no sign
Paige,
of a crash right now. Yeah.
Because as you look at social media, you know, there's a post,
mm-hmm,
it feels like every minute, thinking about selling, now
right
is the time. It really is,
it is,
though, right? I mean.
It absolutely
but,
is.
Then why aren't people listing?
Well, what's holding a lot of sellers back right now is, one, where do I go? Because if they want to buy another house, there's such a lack of inventory, there's nothing to buy. Another thing we're seeing that's holding some sellers back is just COVID-19 in general. People are afraid to let other people come in their house. That we're seeing this with many sellers looking to downsize. So they have too big of a house. They want to downsize. COVID-19's going on. We don't want anyone in the house. We're just going to wait it out another year or two. So that's where we're seeing a lot of the sellers put a halt. Also, sellers who are looking to buy another house. Right now, you just can't put in an offer contingent on your house selling. It won't get accepted. I mean, houses now, if they're priced correctly, are getting between 15 and 20 offers a property, and that's
wow
just being on the market about 4 days. Yeah.
That's amazing.
So those are the
but
two
you know,
things we're seeing.
So, Paige, it seemed like last spring was a seller's market. It seems like it's been a
mm-hmm
seller's market for a long time. Do you think that's ever,
yep,
do you think that's going to change sometime in the near future? It doesn't really seem it.
Well, right now, we're not seeing it change. It's been a seller's market, I would probably say, for the last 3, 4, 5 years, very strongly a seller's market. This March, we saw the market fall about 10% in inventory from last March. April, it dropped 51%. From last March, and that's of course when the COVID was really going strong. May, it was down about 33% from last May, and then June, it was only down 2%. So that's showing that it's starting to turn around a little, but last spring we had this same problem. It's just not as bad as it is now. So there's definitely not enough inventory, too many buyers, and it's looking like it's definitely going to stay this way this year. It's still going to be a seller's market.
But, Paige, that makes it really challenging for buyers, too. Like you mentioned, you're getting multiple
mm-hmm
offers. And I know I've
yeah
seen some people trying to buy, and they're getting so frustrated because They're like, I put in a full price offer and someone bid over asking and I lost it again.
Right.
Tough times.
Yeah.
Yeah. But how can someone win then? What's the advice? How do you make sure your offer gets accepted?
Yeah. So buyers need to be very aggressive with their offer. And what they have to look, they definitely have to work with a good buyer's agent who's going to show them what's going on in the market. If a house comes on priced where it should be priced, sometimes sellers are even underpricing it a little to get the momentum up, to get a lot of offers, because that's when they're going to get the most money. So buyers have to realize that in most cases, the properties are going to be selling for over asking. So they have to be ready to put in aggressive offer, of course, comfortable with what they want to pay, because sometimes, you know, we say the house is worth what it is, but it's up to you how much you feel comfortable paying for this property.
Sure.
They can also waive some contingencies, which is risky. And, you know, again, that's where the buyer, where it's their comfort zone. I mean, they can waive a home inspection. They can waive their mortgage contingency. They can tighten up the time frame in the offer. They can definitely write a personal letter to the seller, just complimenting the house and what they like about the house. That goes a long way with sellers who have owned a house for a long time and emotionally connected to the house when they get a letter from a buyer, knowing they're going to care for the house how they did for the last 30 years or so. And absolutely,
I'm
they should have
more of
a,
that.
Yeah, the letters are big. and with some people, it doesn't work. Like if you get an investor who owns a house or yes, someone who's only lived there for a few years and they don't care, the letter's not going to work. But with someone, you know, who raised their family there and are very sad to sell it and they know someone else is going to take over that loves it the way they loved it, I've seen sellers take less money because of a letter.
It is interesting, like you said, you know, sometimes we forget about the emotional attachment we have to our home. Now that I agree,
right.
There's people, it's all about the money. You know, whoever's
right.
walking in with the bet, you know, especially if you have a cash offer, you know, I'm just going to pick up your money and leave. You know, I mean, that's going
right.
to work for a lot of people. But people, you know, I remember when we bought a house, the people lived here were attached to it. You know, they came back the first Halloween, you know, just to say hi and see what we did with the house. You know, they
right.
that was really important to them. They wanted the next generation, if you will, to take over and stuff. So,
absolutely.
So like I said, we could definitely have a challenging time out there. So if you're a seller, what advice do you have for them?
If I'm a seller, what advice do I have for the buyer?
No, for the sellers. Let's start with the sellers. What's the advice? Because it has to be overwhelming, Paige, when, you know, you walk in, okay, Kevin, we have 8 offers on your home. How do you know
right.
which one to choose?
Right. So for the sellers, it is very emotional. And the agent, as a listing agent, I always sit down with them, and they don't know what they're looking at. So I kind of make a spreadsheet and go over, you know, the contingencies, the dates, the money, what kind of financing the buyers have, who they're pre-approved by. Like in this market, too, you need a very reputable lender that says right on the pre-approval, employment and credit verified, just so you know you have a strong buyer. And, you know, you just have to sit and go over them and give the sellers the best guidance you can. And then in the end, it's up to them who they pick they want to go with. But, you know, and sometimes the letters, too, that sellers get overwhelmed because they're focusing on the letters and not focusing on really who the best offer is. So the letter goes a long way, but it also has to be the best finances. And money isn't always the number one thing. So sometimes buyers will come on with a crazy offer, right? And the sellers are like, oh my gosh, I never thought I would get this kind of money. Well, you're probably not going to get that kind of money because what happens is the bank comes out and appraises the house. And unless the buyer waives the appraisal contingency, you're selling that house for whatever the appraiser says it's worth, or you go back on the market. So you have to be careful of the really high offers that some buyers come in with, because in the end, it might not work out at that number.
It brings up a great point, Paige. You know, we were just going to bring that up, is that I've seen that with someone, you know, who's been bidding, you know, hey, I bid on a couple houses, I didn't get it. You know what, I really like this house. You know, they want 300, I'm going to offer them 350. You know, I'm just going to eliminate the competition type of thing. Well,
yeah.
I always say that's great, Paige, if you have a briefcase of cash somewhere that you just, you know, hey, it's going to appraise what it's going to appraise for, and I'm going to put in cash for the rest of it. That may work, but if you're hoping to finance it and you find out the house is only, you know, appraising at 300, now you have an issue. So you have to be kind of careful and not get overwhelmed about cash. Because I know I would. I'd be like, Paige, they just offered 350. Oh, my God, this is amazing.
Right.
I'm accepting. But then you find out it didn't work out, and now you're back on the market, like you said. So sometimes you should look at how much they're putting down, too.
You should. So someone with a higher down payment is definitely a stronger buyer just because their finances are better. So that's tough in this market, too, with a lot of first-time home buyers because they're doing programs like, mass housing is 3% down, FHA 3.5%. And if they're up against a conventional buyer with 20% down, the same amount offer, the seller's picking the conventional buyer with 20% down. It's just less of a risk to them.
Yeah, makes sense. So let's flip that card over, Paige. Let's talk about advice for buyers. Because as you mentioned earlier, it's a tough time, lots of competition out there. What can you do?
Mm-hmm.
What is some other advice to stand out in this market?
Well, for buyers looking, everyone wants everything new that comes on the market. So when stuff comes on new, they all want to see it. But if you've been looking for a while and you're just getting offers rejected one after another, I would definitely suggest looking at some older inventory. Some houses just came on the market too high. And when a seller prices their house too high in today's market, it's the absolute wrong move. Because if it doesn't sell in a week, it usually sits. And then the buyers are like, what's wrong with that house? They won't look at it. Mm. So if you're a buyer, I would just suggest definitely looking at some of the stuff that's been sitting. And if you're totally getting burnt out and you're like, I can't take this anymore, I would suggest waiting until the fall. The last few years, we've seen a slowdown in the fall. It hasn't been how it's been in the spring for buyers. And then this year, we have an election year coming up. They're always slower. Election years, it's just what happens. The market kind of, it doesn't come to a halt, but it slows down. So if you're a buyer, this fall would probably be, maybe take a little break if you're burnt out and start up again in September, October.
No, it definitely makes sense and stuff, you know, because I've seen people do that. They're like, you know, the emotionalness of bidding and hoping and not getting it. Sometimes,
yeah,
like you said, it makes sense to step back. Yeah, I said, I have friends that have done it, you know, but like you said, I think it's important, like you said, to make sure you bring a great offer to the table because there's not a lot of, you know, negotiation flexibility. So, Paige, we got about a minute left in the segment. Why don't we grab your contact information before we let you go?
Oh, okay. So I work at LaMacchia Realty, and I work out of the Woburn office. And also the Chumpsford office. And do you want my phone number?
Yes, please.
It's 617-784-5768.
Awesome. So, Paige, I really appreciate you taking a few minutes to come on the show today. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
You're welcome. Thanks, Kevin. Have a great day.
Bye now.
Thanks. Bye-bye.